Hello and welcome to another episode of the Pure Faith Podcast. We ask that you like this video, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and don't forget to hit the notification icon to be notified when new episodes are released. By the way, I'm Michelle. This is Mitchell. Thanks for joining us. Are you awake?
No.
Okay.
I'm just really confused.
About why?
I don't know. That was really fast.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, I had my latte, but it was like at, I don't know, noon today. So it should be like
right. Latte.
Oh, it was good too. Yeah.
I'm tired.
Are you?
I'm tired all week.
You know what? I was tired too this week. But I just assume because, you know, Saturday night, you know, I was out late, 10:30. Sunday, I could hardly move.
It's late for you, old timer.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I was tired this week too, but. Oh, well. So we want to thank Mitchell for releasing all three episodes on Facebook this week, all in the same day.
Same day? Within like 5 minutes of each other. Efficient.
Yeah, we'll leave it at, yeah, efficient.
They were released on their appropriate platforms on time.
Right. They just weren't on the Facebook thing. But I'm telling you, that's like where I listen to it at.
But it's not on Facebook. It's just a...
Well, I know, but, you know, I'm on social media. So when I'm scrolling through, I'm like, oh, there it is. And then, oh my gosh, the pictures, they just still, they crack me up. And I'm like, if people don't scroll through Facebook and like our page and see the pictures and see that we crack up. Well, let me tell ya.
You were in rare form last week.
Yeah, well, we can thank Dylan for that.
Those Irish coffees were...
Yeah, something.
Really rolling.
There was something about it. It was crazy. So, I know. And I even told one, I'm like, I hope he edits that thing. Like, edits a lot of that out.
Nope. Just let it roll.
Mm-mm-mm. So, I'm going to behave tonight.
Well, that's no fun.
It isn't?
I don't know.
Oh, wow. I really don't have much to talk about. The movie, I know that you guys had that viewing finally, and seems like it was a good movie. And yeah. I don't know. Is there anything else even going on? I got to spend quality time with Zeke.
Yeah.
Not just one afternoon of quality time. One afternoon and one morning. And it was, he told me three times, we never spend time together like that. And it was the best day ever.
Well, the second morning...
Oh my gosh.
I call you to come get him and I ask you where you are and you say, Chipotle? I'm like, Chipotle? Yeah, we're in Greenville.
We were in Greenville.
I'm not coming to Greenville to pick him up.
So. I'm just telling you that Zeke and I, we hit it all. We hit Versailles, we hit Fort Laramie, we hit Minster, we hit Osgood, we hit Greenville. We did it all. All. And if he wouldn't have gone onto the soccer field and just cried in the middle of it for one series, he wouldn't even got to spend the afternoon or the morning with me on Saturday.
It's true.
We had to bribe him just to even go out onto the soccer field. And I sent a picture to Olivia. She goes, is he crying? I said, yep, he sure is. He didn't move from that spot, and he cried the entire time.
Yeah, he was not in a soccer mood.
But he blamed his dad, because his dad didn't bring him gloves. So I gave Mitchell a pair of gloves today to keep in his vehicle for soccer.
Well, Paige is supposed to be there this week, so.
I know. I thought about going to give it, though. I thought, what if he doesn't play again, and I'll feel like it's my fault, so. Maybe I shouldn't go.
You'll have to, like, just come hide. Late.
I'm thinking come late.
Yeah.
Ride my bike.
Yeah.
Just come late. Maybe. But, boy, he was cute. We had, oh, my gosh, we did everything. He got a birthday card. Hopefully somebody gets this in the mail. He got a birthday card to send to somebody. He got smelly markers. Got candy. What happened to the card? Did he cut it?
I don't know if he cut it. But they were playing with it.
Well, they should. It had an alligator on it. It was really neat.
They put it at eye level.
And he's like, I need that. I'm like, no, you don't. He's like, I need that ant shell. I'm like, dang it.
That's your fault for giving in. I just say no.
Ant shell, I need these M&Ms. Okay. Zeke, where's the M&Ms? They're all over your floor. I'm so sorry, ant shell. I heard Anshel, I'm sorry so many times in 2 days. I said, it's all right. And then we go to McDonald's and he gets milk and he thinks he can just sit on the seat, which I didn't know that. And I took off and so it went flying. And so there's milk everywhere. So we had to stop so I could wipe it because, you know, I didn't want milk everywhere. Anshel, I'm so sorry. I'm like, it's all right.
Well, see, if that happens, if I'm driving, he's like, Dad, you made me spill my milk.
Oh, no. Well, in all honesty, I stopped and I got out and I was like, I was so disappointed that I had to clean this up. He had not regular M&Ms. He had mini M&Ms. And you know how your seats scoot back and forth and you have the rivets? Oh, M&Ms everywhere. He's like, I can get them. I can get them. And he's like trying to get each one of them. And I'm like... Anshel, I'm so sorry. We had donuts. We had M&Ms. We had Chipotle. And he doesn't like tacos. So we had rice and cheese tortillas. Oh.
I'm glad you had fun.
I tell you, it was fun knowing that I could just... So, Paige... I look at the clock. I was on a schedule on Saturday because we had homecoming. So I was on a schedule. So I had like it written on a piece of paper, 9 o'clock soccer, 10 o'clock, I had to go to the barn, 10:30, I was heading to Greenville, 11:30, I'd be back, at 1:45, I was going to Fort Laramie to get the chicken because it was due to pick up at 2 o'clock. And I'm like running around and Don's like, when are you getting this chicken? I'm like, 2 o'clock. He's like, it's 2 o'clock. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's 2 o'clock. Oh, well, great. Paige, can you come pick up Zeke? Because I can't take him with me. I call Paige. He's crying because I didn't get that stupid egg. I'm like, sorry, Paige. You got to take him. I got to go. I'm sorry. He's all yours. I felt bad, though. He was crying.
And he cried the whole way home.
He did not.
Yep. And then as soon as he got home, he went straight to bed and he fell asleep. I had to fight him for a little bit, but he fell asleep. That's why they
didn't. Paige is not going to let me have him again.
Well, she gets home. The other two boys are sleeping. And she had Zeke. I'm like, why do you have Zeke?
She's asking herself the same question. She's like, why do you have Zeke? I'm like, long story. Just come get him. Poor guy.
Yeah.
Poor guy. It was the best day ever, though. Best day ever.
Okay.
I was exhausted. That's why I couldn't. That's why I'm still tired. I'm old.
I'm not going to argue with you.
I know, right? It's exhausting. That's why I need lattes. All right. Enough about you.
Me? I didn't even start talking about me yet.
I told myself I'm not going to talk the whole time. I'm just going to say, welcome to the Pure Faith podcast. And then I'm just going to stop.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and now we're 10 minutes into it.
Yeah.
So sorry, Charlie. Don't call me Charlie.
So, the one thing I really have to share.
Oh.
It's kind of fun.
Okay.
So, long story short.
Okay.
We haven't had health insurance for the last 3 months.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's scary.
I know. And you know what happened in that 3 months? I went to the emergency room for...
Oh, that is right.
My heart. So, yeah. So now we're stuck with that bill.
Why did you have a lapse in insurance?
We don't know. They didn't tell us.
You shouldn't have a lapse in insurance.
What do you mean a lapse in insurance?
You had to have like a lap...
They canceled our insurance and didn't tell us.
Why?
I don't know.
Mm-mm-mm.
So, well...
I wanted to tell you.
Mm-mm.
I had to get a new credit card, and our annual premium or our monthly premiums came off of the credit card. But they sent me an email in June saying that the payment method was declined.
Yeah.
I'm almost positive that I called them and set it up. And we were getting regular emails from them, but nothing about the fact that we didn't have insurance. They never told us that our insurance was canceled. They never told us, like, it was late.
You got no notice in the mail.
No notice in the mail, no phone call, no nothing.
So, no, that don't sound right.
So
I dispute it.
Well, I
because that's not funny.
And well, the other thing is, the day we figured out, and we just happened to figure it out on off chance. I mean, Paige just had something from them.
Yeah,
and she just happened to notice that where I had a column for what they were covering, and it was all zeros. And she's like, "Why is this all zeros?" I'm like, "I don't know." So then she started looking into it. She's like, they haven't taken payment for the last few months. And I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Next day, I call them. And sure enough, they canceled it. And they didn't tell us.
No, they have to tell you.
And then it was 90 days. If it would have been within 90 days, then we could have just paid up and go. But it was outside 90 days. So they're like, well, we can submit some sort of form to try to get basically an exception of policy.
Yeah. Thing.
But like that takes 10, 15 days for that to go through. I'm like, well, we better try it because we got all these bills and so, well, that was denied.
Oh, nuh-uh.
So today, this morning, we got set up with a new company. So,
Mitchell, that's not good.
So did they give you a reason why they canceled it?
No.
That's unbelievable.
So, so now we're stuck with a lot of health, or a lot of medical bills.
That just doesn't sound right to me. No.
But the reason I bring this up is, you know, this past Sunday, Pastor was preaching on, you know, trials and tribulations.
Yeah.
And as soon as I found out that what was going on, I was like, it seems weird.
Yeah.
And I told Paige from the very beginning, I like, this feels like God's doing something and I don't know why.
Yeah.
Like, I still don't know why.
You still don't know. There's something.
But I think it's for a reason. And that's the reason I bring it up, because if you're out there and you're watching this and if you're going through hard times and like you get a lot of unexpected bills.
Yes.
Like a lot of unexpected bills. And you're like, I don't know. Like you don't know what to do. Like,
right. You're lost. Overwhelmed like, and stuff too. Yeah.
Just know that God's working through that. Just put your trust in God.
Mm-hmm.
Just pray about it. And one of the reasons why I know it's from God or why I believe it's from God is because of the way I pray. Very often, one of my normal prayers is I pray for God's will to be done in my life and the life of my family.
Mm-hmm.
And that anything that happens, good, bad, doesn't matter, that I trust that it's coming from God.
Yeah.
And if it's good, it's a blessing. If it's bad, it's something to help us grow in our faith or in some way, shape, or form as an individual or as a family. Just somehow it's going to increase our faith, I guess.
Yeah.
And so whenever this happened, I mean, I was mad for a little bit. And I don't know. I blame myself.
Well,
partially because, you know, as the father, as the husband, as the spiritual leader in my household,
right,
it's my responsibility to take the responsibility for good and bad.
Yeah.
So I take the blame for it.
Right.
Paige blames the insurance company.
I blame the insurance company too.
Yeah,
I get exactly what you say, just because I preach on that to my kids too. Like if there's something that, you know, isn't going their way or something happens or, you know, say you don't know what you're going to do after college, you know, what career path you're going to take, you know, are there going to be jobs, you know, I always tell them like, whatever's supposed to happen will happen. You know, you trust in the Lord's ways. You got to, you know, you have to, you're not in control of all of it. There's a reason for it. And just like you said, there's a reason that this happened.
Don't know what it is yet.
Don't know what it is yet, but something will come out of it.
So I don't know if this is true because I never actually asked Paige, but I think one of the things that is coming out of this is, like I said, from the very beginning, I just had this feeling that it was from the Lord.
Yeah.
I don't know if Paige had that same feeling.
Yeah.
I think she was a little more distraught about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, Paige, she's kind of a even keel type person.
Yeah, she is. But she's also very much bookkeeping. So it would surprise me to know that
she was the one that found it. But it was already 3 months past.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
There's a reason for it. Yeah, I agree.
And like I said, I could have swore I sent or I called them and I gave them the new card information.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it's still.
So I'm just going to tell you this. So I don't know if we're going to get to a Bible study tonight.
I don't know.
So I had a bill come through this week. So I changed jobs. So I changed insurance companies. So Olivia had gone to the doctor in between that change in insurance. And I went with her to the doctor and I said, make sure you give them the insurance card. We have new insurance. And she did. I saw her do it. Mom, here's the insurance cards back. She took care of all of it. I got a bill. Same thing. I looked at it. You look in the insurance column. I'm like, nothing was paid. Well, that's unusual. So I called right away and I'm like, hey, I received this bill. There's no insurance adjustment. They're like, well, the code on here says there's a lapse in coverage. I'm like, there's no lapse in coverage. You know, I changed jobs. So I have a new insurance card. They're like, is it Blue Cross and Blue Shield? I said, yeah. I said, it is. I said, but I work for a different company. And so she's like, no, it looks like she's not on the insurance plan. I'm like, no, she's on the insurance plan. So I went through the same type of thing. I talked to this lady at the doctor's office, which I don't know if you talk to the hospital or if you talk to, you know, the insurance company, but you know, there could be that you could talk to somebody, but anyhow, I did this and the lady's like, and I told her, I'm like, you know, I'm just going to have to get I'm going to have to talk to Olivia because I thought for sure she gave this card to him. She's like, no, that's fine. Give me your insurance information over the phone. So I did. And she's like, wait a second. She's like, can you give me a second? And so I did. And she's like, ma'am, I'm sorry. She's like, the lady at the front desk scanned your card, but she never applied it. So we sent it to the wrong insurance company. So she's like, we've got it all here on file. I'll go ahead and resubmit it. So they resubmitted it. But again, I got the same thing. I got a bill. Probably not as high as Mitchell's bill, but I got a bill and it didn't have no adjustment on it. And I was like, and it said on there lapse in coverage. So
yeah, you could buy a nice vehicle for our bill.
Oh, I bet.
A used vehicle, not a new vehicle, but a nice used vehicle.
Let me tell you. Well,
but I don't care about the money. Money's money.
Money is money. Yeah. Back in the day, I would still be crying. Because of the money, but money's money. It doesn't.
Money's money.
Yeah.
So the new company that we're set up with is MediShare. Have you heard of MediShare?
No, I've not heard of MediShare.
Yeah. So we got set up with MediShare. So it's a Christian-based medical sharing. So it's not actually health insurance. It's medical sharing. So our monthly premiums, they don't call them premiums.
Right. It goes into a large pot. So it's like a Lloyd of London's where all of the money goes into one pot. And then when somebody needs it, it's available. That's very interesting. Okay.
Yep. So that's what we're doing now.
Okay. I didn't even know that was out there.
And there's actually a lot of companies that do it. But the reason I like this idea is I'm not paying
a premium that's going to go nowhere.
This company.
Yeah.
My money is going. I mean, I think
you're helping others.
I think a part of it is going towards paying the people who are running.
Yeah, the salaries of the people.
But
yeah.
It's a nonprofit organization.
Okay. Okay.
So. I mean, they're not making all this money. It's, yes, they are paying the people that are working there. But then the rest of the money is going out to other Christians who are in a situation like I'm in, but are actually have insurance. And
and you only had to pay the deductible and they're paying the rest of it. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Right. Right. So you paid for the fuel to go in the car and they paid for the car. Yeah. Basically.
So, yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
I mean, I assume it's good. All the local doctors here in town that we use are accept it. And so it's.
That's good. Yeah. Good deal.
So, yeah.
Smack in the face, but a smile. Yeah, on,
you roll with it.
Yeah. Smile on the other end. At least you know you're covered now and all's good. Boy, you didn't tell mom, did you?
Yeah. I told mom last night.
And she's okay?
She's fine last night.
Because they've been there, done that before.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, not fun. Not fun.
The other, we've had that insurance company for.
As long as you've been married?
I was
How long has that been, Mitchell?
I was with them before I got married, okay?
Okay. So your employer doesn't have medical insurance?
They do, but that was always cheaper.
Oh.
Because it was through the military, so you would think it'd be.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe so the military needs to pick up your tab.
Well, it's a private company that is running the insurance for the military.
Yeah.
So the insurance is great and it's cheap, but customer service is horrible.
Yeah. Obviously, since they didn't send you a notice in the mail that it was canceling, it must be pretty bad.
Yeah. So somewhere, I assume the wires got crossed because I think. Like I said, I think I called in and gave them the new information. So that kind of like put our account like it's good, but then it wasn't actually getting paid and they got canceled. And I think some wires got crossed somewhere.
Yeah, probably.
But whatever.
Yep.
Happens for a reason.
Yep.
All right. Okay. Are we doing a Bible study now?
I mean, I don't know. We got 9 minutes left, so it's totally up to you on what you want to do. I don't know if it's worth you even getting into all this or not.
Well, we can finish the wherever we're finishing. We had one little section left.
I have no idea.
Verse 13? Yes. So we had one little section left of verse 13.
We did?
Yep. And that'll probably take more than 10 minutes, so we'll go ahead and finish it.
Okay, sounds good.
So it's that last little portion where, you know, we were talking about salt, and we talked a lot about salt.
We did talk a lot about salt.
But there was one last line where, okay, talks about how if salt loses its saltiness, how can the saltiness be restored?
Yes.
Then the last line is, it is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. So that is the portion that we didn't cover yet. And when you read this, this is basically a figurative expression saying that if you're not of benefit to the kingdom of God, you're going to get kicked out of the kingdom of God. And so whenever we look at it in that way, for me, when I was reading this and studying this, it really sparked that debate about salvation. And there's two main stances in the Christian community on salvation. The one is once saved, always saved.
Okay.
And the other one is that salvation can be lost.
Mm.
Now, I don't know exactly when. I think verse probably 11 or 12, we had a discussion about salvation. And at that point, we're talking about salvation as far as, or at least in conjunction with good works. And we talked about how you can receive salvation simply by accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
Right, right, yep.
Then salvation is given to you as a free gift from God.
Mm-hmm.
It is God's grace given to you freely. Once you receive that free gift of salvation, then it instills into you a desire to develop a deeper, more meaningful relationship with Jesus. And through that deeper relationship, it will spur you to want to do good works.
Okay.
It's not doing the good works that get you your salvation. So now we're going to take this salvation debate one step further.
Okay, I'm ready.
So now that we have salvation through the free grace of God, through the acceptance of Jesus Christ, can that salvation be lost? Now, if you look at this portion of this verse, it would imply that, yeah, it's talking about being thrown out and trampled under people's feet. So you can make that assumption that it is talking about being thrown out of the kingdom of God, therefore losing your salvation. And if you are someone who believes that salvation can be lost, you're probably thinking, yes, that's exactly what this means. Like, that's obvious. But if you're on the other side and you believe once saved, always saved,
right,
then you're like, I don't know how to get around that. You know, that would seem like a tough pill to swallow, I guess. But it is, unless you look at it in the aspect that being thrown out and trampled under people's feet isn't necessarily being kicked out of the kingdom of God. It's more like falling from God's grace. So this goes back to, like, when we are living our lives.
Yep.
When we sin.
Yes.
It breaks our relationship with the Lord.
It does. Mm-hmm.
But that relationship can be restored through repentance, through confession of sins, for asking for forgiveness. You can restore that relationship.
Right. Yep.
I think that's what this means here too. It's just another way of saying you've fallen from God's grace. So if you turn away from God through sin, through whatever means, then God's going to turn away from you.
Right.
But that doesn't mean God leaves you.
Right.
It's Deuteronomy 31:6 tells us that God will never leave us or forsake us.
Right.
So even though
we can be lost,
we can be lost, we can turn away from God, we can take a path that would cause us to be thrown out and trampled underfoot, but that doesn't mean we're going to be abandoned.
Right. You can feel abandoned.
You can feel abandoned.
Right. And you can feel like there's no hope.
Yes.
But that's a feeling.
That's a feeling.
Right.
That's not the truth.
Right.
a great example of this is the parable of the prodigal son. So in that parable, the youngest son goes to his father, say, hey, give me my inheritance. He takes that inheritance and goes off and just squanders it. Just wastes it and lives a life that is not great. So now he's living away from his family.
Right.
And in my mind, for some reason, whenever I hear this, you know, we live out in the middle of nowhere. We're country folk.
Oh, yeah. I would say in between some cornfields, but they're coming off.
They're coming off.
Combines are out.
A lot of combines are out. A lot of combines.
Cars are dirty. Okay. Yeah.
A lot of tractors on the road.
A lot of tractors.
Trailers, opera wagons, and semis parked on the road.
Yep.
But it would be like one of us taking a bunch of money and going to like New York or Hollywood.
Oh, just going blowing to
big cities and then just partying it all away. And now you're left with nothing.
Right.
The only difference is for the prodigal son, he wants to go work for a pig farmer. I don't think there's any pig farmers in Hollywood or New York.
No.
Unless you get out of the city, maybe. Yeah,
probably not.
I don't know.
Right.
I've never been to either one of those places, and I have no desire to go there. But anyways. This prodigal son squanders away all this money. Like I said, he goes and works for a pig farmer. He doesn't have any money, so he has to hire himself out, is the way the Bible explains it. So basically, he is being an indentured servant.
Right.
He is giving himself to this pig farmer to work for this pig farmer for food, for housing, and all this. Well, this prodigal son is out in the fields feeding the pigs, and he is wanting to eat the pig's food because he's so hungry. Because this farmer is not feeding him. And what does he say? Well, my father's servants are well fed. I should go home and work for my father. But that's the thing. He still has a father.
Yeah.
So even though he took his inheritance,
Right. He
went
doesn't need to be a
away,
servant.
he left his father, he left his family, he walked away from it all, he still has a father.
He does.
And if he chooses to, which in the story of the prodigal son, he chose to go
Go
back
home.
home to his father. And then that relationship was mended. So this is the same thing. Even if you're thrown out and trampled underfoot, yes, you may turn away from God, but God won't turn away from you. He's always going to be there, but it's like sin. You're going to have that broken relationship.
I look at it as disappointment. Like, you disappoint your father, it rightfully so. The son disappointed his father, but that's like us as Christians disappointing our father. And like you said, in order to get back in good with the Lord is to repent and to ask for forgiveness of your sins.
But if you don't repent, if you don't ask for forgiveness, then God is going to let you be trampled underfoot until you get it through your head. Hey, I need to do something different here. I need to fix my brokenness
I
and
just feel like
fix
this
that
is the story of
relationship.
my life. I really do.
And when you get trampled on a lion,
No. I just, no, not trampled on. I'm saying, like, I did. I lost my way for a long time. And I feel like I wouldn't say I got trampled on, but things did not go my way for a very long time. I mean, I went through some really hard times. And then, I find living waters. I come to church. I find my faith. I listen to scripture. I sing worship music. I repent my sins more than I ever had. I mean, you look at it in 5 years, compared to all of the years that, before that. I'm just saying that I felt like there's no hope. I have all these feelings that, oh, I can never go to heaven. I've not prayed. I've not followed the Lord. I've not done these things. But yeah, I now know that all it is to, I've always been a child of God. It's just until you start living your life as a child of God, is once you start repenting your sins, once you start, reading scripture and living scripture, it's a change. And that salvation is there for you.
And the interesting thing is, most people are in their late 20s and early 30s before they truly come to the Lord. And that's because they need those 20 to 30 years of being beat up and trampled on before they finally realize something's not right here.
No, I agree.
Something needs to be changed. There has to be something better. And that's when they find the Lord. And that's when they find their faith and really dive deep. I mean, that's what happened to me.
Yeah,
I mean, I
you
was.
walk the path and you're guided. I mean, we just talked about this before. Things happen for a reason. Years ago, like I said, if I would have gotten that bill, I probably would have cried and cried and cried, thinking, how in the world are we going to survive? And now I'd be like, it'll get worked out somehow.
Just.
The reason I got it, is it's a bigger reason. So,
I'm still not sure what's going to happen there, but
yeah, but no, what I'm saying, like, there's a reason for everything.
so my personal belief in all this, as far as going back to the once saved always saved, or salvation can be lost, I am in the park of once saved always saved, because like what we were just saying, you can get trampled on, you can get beat up, you can sin, you could fall away from the Lord. But you will have the ability to go back. You have that free gift of grace that you can, it's always there. Even though you may turn from God, He's not turning away from you. But again, I'm an equilibrist, and that's by my definition, not the, if you look it up, I'm not a tightrope walker. I'm my definition. If you don't know what that is,
Yeah,
go check
see
this
one of
video.
our, yeah, I was gonna say, see one of our old episodes.
It's one of the sermons.
Yeah, something.
But anyways, so, yes, I do think you can lose salvation, but it's going to be more of a personal decision. Like, if I would choose to renounce my salvation and be like, yeah, Christianity's bunk, I'm going to go become Muslim or worship Satan or whatever. And if I choose to walk away from it, well, now I'm giving up that salvation. I'm walking away from that salvation. So you can lose salvation in that regards, but it's not necessarily losing it because you're giving it up.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you can lose it,
right?
But you can renounce it.
Gotcha.
So that's where I'm at. Okay. If anybody's wondering, which I'm sure nobody cares, but I thought I'd add that in there.
Yeah, I thought it was perfect.
So
yeah.
So yeah. So once we come back next week, we will talk about light.
I'm looking forward to that. All right. So we thank you for joining us. Please leave a comment on this video or go to our contact page on purefaithliving.com and send us a message. As always, if you like what you hear, then we ask that you share the show with others so we can all work together in spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. Don't forget to subscribe, and we will talk to you again next time.
Have a blessed day, everybody.